Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Last Super Bowl, there wasn't as much enthusiasm for Coldplay doing the halftime show, and I'm not sure why. I've never seen them in concert, but they have started a tour. They're a North American worldwide, well, this is the leg of the worldwide tour, and Victoria was at the performance, and you carried a lot of enthusiasm when you were out, walking out of the park, it sounds like to me, the way you've been describing it off the air.
Yeah, it was Saturday night. They opened at Giant Stadium in New Jersey, and it was, I've seen them probably seven times now, and that
have
was
you?
Just, yeah. I've been a longtime Coldplay fan since their first album, and I've seen them in the smallest venues, and now to see them in a stadium was, I felt like it was, it's like watching your band grow up, and they were just phenomenal. They were absolutely phenomenal.
Well, what does that word mean? Phenomenal is an interesting word, but it doesn't get down to the heart of the matter. What is their about their music? There's one song, Vida La Viva, or whatever.
Viva La Vida. Yeah, they did that song, too. That was great.
That's a fabulous. That is, I'll use the word fabulous for that song. There's just something about it that grabs you. But this song sounds like Coldplay.
Everything grabs you. Yeah, everything grabs you. Their live performance, they can make a stadium feel so intimate. And that's
is it they, or is it Chris Martin?
Well, it's Chris Martin drives the bus, of course, but they're incredible musicians, and the four of them together, when they make a lot of sound for four guys.
Yeah, and listening to this, I mean, you can hear the instrumentals in the background, and that's what makes the Coldplay sound to me. Is yes, Chris Martin's voice, but they're just something specific when you hear the guitar or keyboards or it sounds like Coldplay.
They have such a signature sound, yeah.
So, what's your favorite Coldplay song?
I couldn't pick one, but I love The Scientist from A Rush of Blood to the Head. They did that live, which was wonderful. I do love Viva La Vida. I love this new album, A Head Full of Dreams. It's just so positive, and it's filled with love. And when you walk in the building, they give everyone a wristband that's an LED light band that your wrist becomes part of the show, and it's all timed with lasers. And so your arm lights up, and they give you a button that says love, and everybody was just all about love and positivity. And it's just, it was such a wonderful escape for 2 solid hours of just loving everyone. It was really amazing.
So, if that's the case, if most people agree, and most of us do, that this is the message, why isn't it getting through? We all talk about this sort of thing, or most of us do, and then we wrap ourselves around it. We have people paying tribute to the officers in public forums, but yet nothing changes. Every day there's more of the same. So that brings me back around to what I was saying.
Well, you know I kind of disagree. I think that, it's 2 days later and I'm still feeling it. And 80,000 people together are probably still having conversations about
it.
So I think
if
you do things you have to take baby steps. I just don't think you can have one big sweeping change. We'd all love a magic wand to make everything better. But, you just have to start doing what you can do in your own life and let it trickle down from there.
There is a movement afoot to change the way we think. There's no question about that. But there are still some hardcore people of all ages. Most of these shooters are young. Most of the police who are dying are young. These are not old people who are committing this. There is an anger there that is so deep. And so going to an event like this Coldplay concert or others, I mean, I love to go to some of the older concerts where I can hear some of the hits that I grew up with, the same as you want to hear the hits that you grew up with.
Right. What was interesting, though? Speaking of 80,000 people, there wasn't a second that I felt nervous about being in a large crowd like that. Newark Airport, all night long, planes are flying right over the stadium. And it was a really wonderful night to just not worry about the problems of the world and celebrate love and positivity.
That's the way we all should be living our lives. 28 past the hour.
Think green. Harrison with you. Good news for us serious Java drinkers. Looks like long-term coffee drinking doesn't appear to have any real negative effect except the jitters.
Coffee makes me nervous when I drink it.
Coffee.
Maui. Coffee may even cut a person's chances of dying from heart disease, according to a major medical study from Spain. The study looks at both regular and decaf drinkers and found that up to 6 cups a day of regular coffee didn't affect middle-aged participants at all, the balance of which were female nurses and male doctors and dentists. And best, no connection at all between coffee and cancer deaths. And some studies now show coffee's a great source of antioxidants, which protect cells from heart disease, cancer, and other sicknesses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, selling or thinking about selling your home. Well, in this difficult housing market, you need every trick you can get, and I've got one that works. Here's the social science of it. Sellers have trouble realizing that the actual worth of the house and the higher price they want for the house are two different things. It's a strange phenomenon in social psychology, but it's called the endowment effect. And we assume that if we own it, then it must be worth more than it really is. Sellers put a price on memories and the upgrade labor as well. The potential buyer just can't find them. What's the cheap psychological trick? When it comes to pricing a house, listen to those who are more objective about your home and price it realistically. Then be prepared to negotiate and your house will sell a whole lot faster. Got questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.